Blog Talk Radio. Do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, you children, hearken, hearken me, to listen unto me, and I will teach you the fears of our Lord. What man is that desire his life? Well, let me read verse 12 again. What man is he that desires life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, and keep your lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Pursue it means to follow it. Follow peace. Look for it and follow it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and he hears, and his ears are open unto their cry. For the face of the Lord is against that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near unto them that are brokenhearted. He must be near to me because I am brokenhearted. And saveth such from the contrite spirit. That means a remorseful or shameful spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of all of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. I have read to you Psalms 34 in its entirety. I pray that our Father in heaven will open, or has opened, ears to hear and minds to understand what has been read today. Now, sheep, let us have a quick prayer to our Father in heaven. And then I will say other things before I get into reading today's lesson. Father in heaven, thank you so much for looking over us, sheep, and protecting us from the evil one day and night. Satan does not care about us who are not sinning. All he wants to do is make us sin. He wants to entice us. Keep us strong, our Father. Encourage us not to follow Satan or his saints. Bless us with good health, sound mind. And we thank you for the good weather that we are experiencing here in Detroit, even though in other parts of the country they say that bad things are happening. There's fires going on, and there's floods and other whatever else going on. Protect us as you usually do. And we all thank you for blessing us, keeping natural disasters away from us, as well as chemical disasters. Thank you for giving us sound, sane mind, and just loving us so much that you sent your only son to protect us, to keep us away from Satan. In Jesus' name, I ask that you bless us with prosperity and just save us all from bad weather or natural disasters that other parts of the country is experiencing. I say that prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen and amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. I say happy Sabbath to everyone this afternoon or this evening. You know, it is evening time. We're starting this following day. And that's in the Bible. Evening starts the following day. I think you can find it in Genesis chapter 2 somewhere, where it talks about the evening time being the next day and all that. I ask that you read Deuteronomy 5, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, as well as Exodus 20, and pay attention to the fourth verse that tells you, the first verse, it was followed our Father in heaven with all your heart and learn of him. And the fourth commandment tells you to remember it. And I tell you to remember it because the Sabbath day is on the fourth commandment and you are to follow the Sabbath day. If you are followers of Christ, you are to observe the Sabbath and do what it says, not what the Sunday says. Those who call themselves following our Father in heaven, they are not. They're following after the Pope out of that was long ago. I've forgotten his name now. But they're not following our Father from heaven. They're keeping this. And that Pope is a white man. Why do you want to follow what he says? Listen, and those of you who are not, I want you to have your three P's ready and handy just in case I may say something that you might want to remember later. You can jot it down. You can jot the scriptures down when you have your pen, pencil, and paper. And for the younger folks who have notebooks and all those other things, tablets or whatever they have, you will have written it down, whatever I state to you on with your pen, paper, and pencil. I thank you all. I'm going to say this quickly. I want you all to remember Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because they have rejected knowledge, I will reject you, that you shall be no priest to me, seeing you have forgotten the law of your God. I will also forget your children. Another thing I want you to write down, 2 Timothy, chapter 2, semicolon, verse 15. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So those things I want you sheep to know as well as I want to remember those things. When our Father in heaven returns, and if he has questions for me, I want to be able to answer. I hope that he allows me to remember the things of the Bible that I have read to you or read to myself. Listen, saints, I want you to turn now to the book of Deuteronomy, the Old Testament, is spelled Deuteronomy, chapter 13. That's where I am supposed to read. And let me just tell you what I want you all to remember. I want you to remember everything. Last week, I read to you about the blood is the lifeline. When you eat your meat, you cook it well done. Don't go around saying, you say it's well done. Don't say rare. You'll have blood in it. You say well done, whatever the meat that you're eating. Now let's get into chapter 13. I want to read what I have written to you. It's about the prophets as well as the dreamers of dreams, of which he spake unto you. Let us go after other gods which they have not known, and let us serve them. You shall not listen to the words of that prophet or the dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God is testing you to know whether or not you love him with all your heart and with all your soul. So don't listen to those dreamers of dreams, of prophets, who will stir you away from our Heavenly Father. You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice. So you shall serve him and hold fast unto him. That's what I want you to know. Let us start reading chapter 13. Verse 1, it says, if there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto you, saying, let us go after other gods, which you have not known, and let us serve him. Thou shalt not hearken. He says, thou shalt not listen or hearken unto the words of that prophet or the dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God proveth you. That means he's testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments. What did I say, sheep? I know you understand. Many of you are much smarter than I am, but I'm just doing what my father said. Feed his sheep. And I'm doing it the best way I think I know. And that is to read to you from the Bible. Yep, he said, you're so smart. He said, keep his commandments, and you are to obey his voice, and you shall serve him and cleave. That means stick unto him or hold fast unto him. And that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death, because he has spoken to turn you away from the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed, just like bought you out of slavery. He redeemed you out of the house of bondage, and that house of bondage, that's like slavery, and thrust you out of the way which the Lord your God command you, that's order you to walk in. So you shall not put the evil ways from the midst of you. And let me just read that verse sentence again. It says, let me read verse 5 again. I have time enough, I think. And that prophet, or that dreamer of dreams, you shall put to death, because he has spoken to turn you away from the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, to thrust you out of the way which the Lord your God ordered you or commanded you to walk in. So you shall put the evil way from the midst of you. Verse 6. If your brother or thy son or your mother or your sons or your daughters or your wife of your bosom or your friend which is in your own, which is as your own soul, entice you secretly, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which you have not known, you nor your fathers, namely the gods of the people which are around about you, near unto you, or far off from you, from the one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth. You shall not consent. That means you shall not yield or say, yes, let's go. You shall not consent unto him, nor hearken, that means listen, unto him. Neither shall your eyes pity him, neither shall you spare, neither shall you conceal him. You don't want to shield him. Verse 9, but you shall surely kill him. Your hand shall be the first upon him to put him to death, and afterwards your hand of all the people. Let me read verse 9 again. But you shall surely kill him. Your hand shall be the first upon him to put him to death, and afterwards the hand of all the people. Verse 10. And you shall stone him with stones, that he die, because he has sought to thrust you away from the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. So do you understand that, sheep? If you don't understand that, what is it that you don't understand? Our Father is telling you that if someone tells you to walk with other gods and serve them, you are to be the first to put him to death. Be the first to throw the stone and tell others that he has said that. You are not to conceal what you know of him. Verse 11. And all Israel shall hear and fear. All shall do no more any such wickedness as is among you. If you shall hear say in one of your cities, let me read verse 12 again. If you shall hear say in one of your cities, which the Lord your God has given you to dwell there, saying, certain men, the children of Belial, that's spelled B-E-L-I-A-L, Belial, have gone out of the way among you and have withdrawn the inhabitants of the city, saying, let us go after other gods which you have not known, then shall you inquire and make search and ask diligently, that is to ask like you work hard at finding out, and behold, if it be true and being certain that such abomination is wrought among you. And that means like wrought or is made with iron or brought unto you. So that's like made hard, is made among you, and you follow it. Our Father says, thou shalt surely smite the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, denying it utterly, destroying it utterly for all that is within in the cattle thereof with the edge of the sword. And you shall gather all the spoils of it into the midst of the streets thereof, and shall burn it with fire, the city, and all that spoil therein, every whit that's spelled W-H-I-T, of the Lord thy God, and it shall be an heap forever, for it shall not be built again. And there shall cleave, or that you stick nothing or naught, that means nothing of the cursed thing to your hand, which the Lord may turn from the fierceness of his anger. Let me read verse 17 again. And there shall cleave nothing. You shall stick to nothing or stick to naught of the cursed thing to your hand, that the Lord may turn from the fierceness of his anger and show mercy, and show you mercy, and have compassion upon you, and multiply you, as he has sworn unto your fathers. Verse 18. When you shall hearken, as listen to the voice of the Lord your God, to keep all his commandments, which I command you, that means order you this day, to do that which is right in the eyes of the Lord your God. Now that's the end reading of chapter 13. Hopefully you see, understood all of what has been read to you. And I am going to start reading to you chapter 14. But first, let me go back to chapter 13, which our Father tells you, you shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. That tells you Our Father is testing you to know whether or not you love him with all your heart and your soul. You shall not listen to that dreamer of dreams or that prophet that tells you to go after other gods. You are to fear our Father in heaven and obey his commandments and listen to his voice. And you shall serve him and hold fast to him. You're not to listen to those dreamers of dreams as well as those prophets that tell you to go after other gods that you have not known and to serve them. So that's what I want you to get out of chapter 13. Now, let us go. Start reading into chapter 14. I will read to you as much as I can before my program runs out of time. You are the children of the Lord your God. You shall not cut yourselves or make any baldness between your eyes for the dead. That's saying that you are not to put tattoos on you and make any baldness between your eyes of the dead. Or I believe in my other Bible, it tells you what you are to do better than, not better than, more understandable. For you to understand, it's easier for you to understand than this Bible that I read here that says do's and no's and don't and all that. And I will try to read it as so that you can understand. Verse 2, for thou art thy holy people unto the Lord your God, and the Lord has chosen you. That is true. Read Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse, I believe, is verse 6 and 7. And what it tells you that we are the chosen people of our Father in heaven, not these who are over us and acting as they are. When our Father comes back to get us, and I'm thinking it's sometime soon. In fact, I have heard one guy last week prophesy that by the middle of September, our Father is coming back to get us. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm trying to take care of all of my business. Even though our Bible tells us we don't know, I think it's in Matthew 24. We don't know the day or the hour or the time that our Father is coming back. But he's coming back like a thief in the night. So I'm trying to be watchful. And I'm telling you what I have heard on TV as well as what I know, what I have read before. We are our Father's in heaven, chosen people. It says here, the Lord has chosen you to be a peculiar people unto himself above all the nations that are upon this earth. And that's what I want you sheep to know. We are a peculiar people. You read, he told us that in Exodus chapter 19, verses 3 through 8. We are a peculiar treasure unto him above all the people of this earth. Those who are ruling over us are acting out a false sense of authority. And I have told them where they can read that. And I'll tell you again, I want you all to read in Genesis chapter 15, all of it. It tells us where it tells us what's going to happen in the end. It tells us that we are going to rule from the borders of the Nile River unto the, oh Lord, let me see if I can find it. From the Nile to the other, I forget the other river. Let me see. I am almost there. Chapter 15. I'm going back. In the reason why I'm hold on, she, I'm looking for chapter 15. Where it says that the river, the great river in Egypt to the river Euphrates, that's going to be ours. It doesn't matter. And what I want your sheep to pay attention to what is going on in the world today. It seems like our Father is really coming back, and soon. It might be sooner than what I have heard. It's a prediction that our Father is coming back soon. Excuse me. So I'm telling you, sheep, to get your things in order as soon as you possibly can. As well, I'm trying to get my things in order for those who are left behind. So I need to write my will out. Now, let me finish up or read for another minute or two. I'm in chapter 14, verse 3. I've told you that we are his chosen people of the world. And I want you to read Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6, where it says that. Now, let's go on further. You know, those people acting out of false sense of authority, they are killing our kids, and our Father is going to kill them later if he allows them to live and put whatever we're going to come from this country with a lot of things. We're poor now, but our Father is going to make sure when we leave, we're going to come out with wealth. And I thank him. Verse 3, thou shalt not eat any abominable thing. These are the beasts which you shall eat, the ox, the sheep, and the goat, the hart, that's a deer, and the roebuck, that's a deer, and the fallow deer, and the wild goat, and the pygarg, and the wild ox, and the chamos. I don't know what pygarg, that's pygarg, or the chamos. I don't know what those two beasts are, but we can eat those things. And every beast that parteth the hoof and cleaveth the cliff into two claws and choose the good among the beasts that ye shall eat. Nevertheless, these shall not eat. Nevertheless, these you shall not eat of them that choose the good, or them that divide the hoof and cloven hoof, as the camel, and the hare, and the coney, for they chew it so good, but divided not the hoof, therefore they are unclean unto you. And the swine, and they know a swine, and those of you who don't know the swine, what a swine is called, it's called a pig. You can't eat from the hog mouth, the ham hock, or the ham, or the bacon. Those things are forbidden. It's, our Father tells you not to eat them because it divides the hoof. Yet chewest not the cud. It is unclean unto you. You shall eat of their flesh, nor touch their dead carcass. Let me tell you, sheep, and this is just my personal opinion. I am going to stop here at verse 9 of chapter 14. These are the things. Why does so many grocery stores have those things? They probably do not eat those things themselves, but they want us black folks to eat those things. We're not supposed to eat those things, okay? You know that for yourself, sheep. I am going to say a closing word of prayer because it's almost time for my program to end. Nonetheless, I want you to know I'm going to say a closing prayer. And I have some other things that I want to say before I go. So I'm stopping right here. I have 3 minutes left. Dear Father in heaven, thank you, our Father, for your protection day and night from the evil one. Thank you for bringing our memory back to us. It seems like it was about a month ago that I saw like flying saucers, but this is just me saying what I saw in a dream. I don't know what it means, but thank you for your protection, Father, in all things, we who serve you. And Father, those who know that they are supposed to serve you but are afraid, I was afraid. Give them courage, my Father, to serve and do your will that you have asked them to do, and they are just afraid to do it. In Jesus' name, I say that prayer. In Yeshua's name, as well as the name of Jesus. Also, I want you sheep to go to Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play and purchase this song that my nephew produced, High and Lifted Up. Purchase that song. It only costs you $1. I thank you for listening to me this evening. I really do. I thank you all. Join me Tuesday at 11 p.m. I'll be back again with the word of the Lord. And listen, our Father in heaven loves you as well as I. And again, as James chapter 1, Father, verse 15 says,
help your children.
I will be back with you Tuesday.
And don't let them fall by the side.
Thank you for listening.
Of the road.
I'm trying to be Christian. Hopefully, you learn
things.
I'm so proud of you, my followers, who are
love one another.
I thank you so much. I
hope that heaven might find.
To follow
in their hearts,
prophets or dreamers who tell you,
Jesus,
our Father in heaven, our Father who loves you, know whether or not you love him,
he won't let
all
you
your
down.
Heart and soul, that you will walk
and I know
him, and he
loves you.
We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause He's love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth,
the other doesn't want me to say what I have.
And His word
sometimes
will be our salvation.
Lift
up our hearts.
I'll see you next time, sheep. Or I'll talk with you next time, sheep. Goodbye for now. See you Tuesday at 11. Talk with you Tuesday at 11 a.m. Goodbye.